at his features as he stared down at me with cold, stormy eyes. My brain froze. My jaw was too stiff to form any words.
You're late.
In reality, I knew he had spoken some normal English language words, but all I heard emanating from his lips was the deep, threatening growl of a beast. It didn't help that he had the distinctive guttural purr of a Russian accent. This man was definitely not Mr. Linus Fitzgerald III, elderly son of my former benefactor. My tongue felt thick and awkward in my mouth. I'm so sorry. There's been a mistake. My body jerked off balance as my heel slid out over the edge of the top step in my effort to back slowly away from the angry, bear-like man. His giant paw snatched me by the upper arm and dragged me over the threshold. I fell against the hard heat of his body.
There is no mistake, Maya Krushka. You're mine for the night.
The heavy black door swung shut, cutting me off from the safe sounds of civilization. No, wait! It was too late. I was alone with the Russian beast, inside his lair. Chapter 2. If adventures will not befall a young lady in her own village, she must seek them abroad. Jane Austen, Northanger Abbey. Emma. This was bad. Really bad. Stunned, I stood there pressed against his chest. I must have been out of my mind, because for the briefest moment, all I could think about was how warm and oddly safe it felt. There was just something about the protective feel of a powerful man's arms wrapped around me. I had never experienced it before, but I'd read about it in countless books. It was jarring to realize that what I had read in books didn't come close to how it truly felt. The heat of his skin, the steady thump of his heartbeat, the way his hands pressed against my lower back, the spicy scent of sandalwood cologne mixed with tobacco. It was all so intoxicating. This was madness. This man was a stranger. A tattooed stranger with a freaking scar on his face like a freaking pirate. He had the image of a bloody dagger sticking through his throat, for heaven's sake. What was I doing? Placing my hands against a solid wall of muscle, I pushed free. Or at least, tried to. His arms tightened around me. A frisson of alarm ran up my spine like the crawl of cold fingertips over my skin. There's been a mistake. I couldn't meet his gaze. My eyes stayed trained on the center of his chest.
What is your name, Maya Krushka?
Shaking my head, my heart raced as my gaze darted about the entry hall. Everywhere I looked, there was shantily cream-colored marble, from the floors to the sweeping staircase off to the side. There was a lit fireplace, which under any other circumstances would have seemed warm and inviting. Except for a hastily added Persian rug, the space was bare, with no artwork or any other furniture, as if someone had just moved in. It also felt empty. There were no indistinct noises coming from a television in another room, or the close of a cabinet or clink of a glass from the unseen kitchen. The bustling, soft sounds you normally heard when other people were in a house. Strong fingers cupped my jaw as he turned my head back to him, forcing my gaze to meet his own. I had never seen eyes the color of his before. They were a stark steel gray, but with tiny flecks of dark blue. The directness of his stare was unsettling.
Maya Krushka, I'm not a patient man. Tell me your name.
His Russian accent was unmistakable. The inflection mid-sentence, with